I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Word is out, they're gonna talk about the VOD and the silver screen. Kevin and Tom and Joe know all there is to know, from masterpieces to deep fried tacos. And if the movie sucks, you might hear them say, there's no telling where the guys will take you. Get ready for a spoiler, won't say it twice cause we're already.
Broadcasting from the lush but not lavish studios located in the basement of the O'Keefe Institute for Advanced Film Snarkitude, this is Real Spoilers, episode 713, Black Goddamn.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, you're not wrong.
Yeah. So let's go around the table and everyone can introduce themselves.
This is Joe.
This is Kevin.
And this is Tom. Before we dig in proper, let's just, no tangents, we're just digging right in. Shameless plugs.
Do it.
Okay. Don't forget we're available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google, wherever you find a podcast. You can find us while you're there. Be sure and follow us so you never miss an episode. Maybe leave us a review so the people that come along after you know we're worth checking out.
I will say we're at 296. If we can
so
get
close.
Like four more, we can get four more. We'll break 300.
Woo
woo!
So and Joe will kick you off of a ravine.
Wow! Oh, maybe don't do that then.
Oh, yeah. Oh yeah. No, he won't. He won't leave the ravine.
Perfect.
Where was I at? I don't understand the ravine thing.
I have a
300.
Yeah.
Into it. I mean, oh,
it's more like
300.
A pit, right?
Okay.
Well, whatever right, that
now
is.
Now we're sure. To other comic.
Well, your choice. There. You get to choose. Is it a ravine? Is it a overpass?
A
much
pit?
Like
yeah, right.
The band kids would do. Really, you get a whole host of options.
Totally watch that again.
You watched it again?
Absolutely.
Well, I mean, I guess it's on Peacock for
yeah.
Free.
That's kind of the way I feel
about
it.
Well.
I was like, yeah, I'll check it
there's
out.
There's nothing else better in the world to watch. That's
I left thinking, like, I don't want to wait to see if there's a post-credits scene. I can just watch it on Peacock, and then I never did.
I've watched it at least.
I was like, I don't care enough to find out.
I love it.
I'm like, if there's one, Joe will tell me, and that will suffice.
Good enough. Yeah. Much like Black Adam.
Yeah. Remember when I said there weren't going to be any tangents?
Surprise.
Here we are. So, also, don't forget you can find us on Facebook. Facebook.com/RealSpoilers. While you're there, like the page, join the group. The group is called the League of Show Sharers because we're hoping to share an episode. It's the easiest, cheapest thing you can do to help out the show. People who were kind enough to share an episode last week include Dissect That Film, Librarian Cynthia, David Rojas, Tammy Lynn Powers-Betts, Julian Jordan, Ralph Tribble, Heather Sachs, Christopher Rex, Gabriel Lugo, Chris Sanders, Travis Tewitt, Chris Magic Man, Invasion of the Remake, Chris Williams, Death Wish 83, In Session Film, Mike and Oscar, Feelin' Film, Spoiler Piece Theater, D.W. Lundberg, Binge Movies, Ryan Terry, and The Minorities Report. So thank you so much for sharing an episode. We greatly appreciate it.
And I believe Death Wish 83 is a new one, so Tom,
yeah.
Are we
yeah.
Going to sing a song?
That's not me. That's a Dan thing.
Let's put him in the robot
sound.
Who does
that pass to?
I don't
Dan's
know.
Not here. Joe sings the song?
The robot voice.
It does not pass to me.
We don't have a Dan robot voice,
although,
though.
Of all the Death Wishes, why 83?
That's a good point.
That's,
I don't do like 81. 78?
I don't know, do like 70 something.
Whatever year
do
that
the good
was.
One. So.
Not the racist one.
Right.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
the crackdown.
Right. Yeah. Emphasis on crack.
That's right.
Yeah. So also don't forget we have a Patreon, patreon.com/realspoilers, where for $5 a month you get all sorts of bonus content and you help us out, and that's even morally appreciated. That's a word now.
Well, trademark
so,
Real Spoilers.
Yeah. So anyway, there's all that. Black Adam.
Okay. I don't know what the direction at this point is.
Well, then you should work for DC, because they don't either. They,
here's the it's this movie is,
I'm not a fan of big government, but I think maybe we need a law to stop them from making movies.
I at this point I don't disagree.
I mean, I'm a fan of freedom of speech, but there's a line.
Yeah.
And I think it might be DC and their right to make
this
movies.
There's no plot to this movie.
None.
It's just the rocks.
I've never seen a movie with so much exposition but so little plot.
I know.
When it opens with the faux Egyptian kid,
yeah,
like many years ago, I was like, oh, this weird. This is gonna be bad. Like whenever they start, they I mean, it's like, I mean,
it's a lot.
Was it like 10 minutes? It felt like 10 minutes.
Yeah, I thought it felt like in at least in Man of Steel when they're doing it, you're like, okay, Krypton. We've got, it's an alien planet, and there's aliens, and people are doing things. And this one, I'm just like, jeepers creepers.
Yeah, it was.
Like, well, we don't know these characters. If there's one that you
don't
need a backstory for, it's not Krypton. It's not Crime Alley. This is the character that general audiences don't know yet. So I didn't find it too bad.
Except it's just boring.
Yeah,
and it's the same thing we've seen a million times. Like there's nothing unique or interesting about it. And it's like, and just this, I just hate this motif of like, we're going to narrate our backstory. Like,
sure.
Either tell a story or don't tell a story. It just.
You want them to go back and do it for 45 minutes if they actually told it.
You know what? If it's good enough, yes. But it's not good enough. And if it's like, oh, this is bad, so let's make it shorter. What is this, my first honeymoon? No.
This is basically a reference to the comics. I think it's in the New 52. They did a similar storyline to this.
This character's been bounced around
a bunch. So Black Adam, the flashback you're referring to is it Kondak?
Kondak.
In Kondak, there's this, they're like Bad Guy Inc. They keep saying have taken over Kondak.
Now, in fairness, Inner Gang is it's a DC thing.
I know, okay. I know, but so like
I can forgive that because
they're using
like,
the real. I know,
yes.
but I'm just like Inner
it's
Gang.
It's a dumb name.
It's an international gang.
I don't just Inner Gang.
Inner Gang. So they're going back and showing why Inner Gang is in Kondak, and you flash back, and there's this king that's looking for the Unobtainium,
Eternium, which is even more ridiculous given when they called it that, and I was like, but there's the Rock of Eternity. Like, why would you name the thing when there's another thing that has the same name?
Right.
These are all good, valid questions.
Yeah.
But so they're showing why. So this king has enslaved all the people.
Well, actually, what he wants is the crown of Sabacc.
Okay.
That's what he's looking for.
But they make the crown out of the stuff, I thought.
Oh, I thought
they do.
They're forging it out of the stuff.
Oh, okay.
So
I thought they were looking for the crown.
Because it's a mineral that they use for God knows what.
So he's enslaved all the Kondakians. And they're mining for the stuff, and this guy finds it, and the guy goes to turn it in, and the dude, the bad guy, the slave master, if you will, is like, hey, cool, thanks. The king thanks you. And this guy's like, hey, I'm supposed to like get a few bucks or whatever.
For the effort.
Yeah, and he's like, oh, okay, here, let me walk you right over to this, what would you call it, a ravine?
A ravine. comes full circle.
So he walks him over to the ravine, and he's like, good day, sir, but it's 300. Like, this movie looks like 300. It looks like a Snyder movie.
Yeah.
So he kicks him off the thing and he goes falling. But we see this kid who is like, we don't know who the kid is yet. And I think you're supposed to believe it's young Black Adam. It's young The Rock.
Here's the problem is the guy that they have playing his dad.
Yeah.
Sounds like The Rock.
Well,
if you listen to the way he speaks and like even his voice,
I think it is The Rock.
It's supposed to be The Rock.
But we don't like. You're right.
They're
but
trying
we're,
to
we're
hide
supposed,
it, but
we're
it
supposed
is.
To assume that the kid is going to grow up to be Adam.
But when you hear the guy talk, Katie did. She goes, oh, that's the... Because she goes, I heard his voice. He's speaking in... It's supposed to be a different language, but she's like, that's The Rock.
Mm-hmm.
But I do like it. But this switch is what they do in the New 52. So, this scene is pretty much taken right out of New 52. And in the New 52, it's a flashback. Like, it's a,
Hey, Kevin, do you know what they did with the New 52?
They trashed
it. Yeah. But
I rest my case.
But I think this is the most modern telling.
But here's the thing: is with this character, he is. I mean, he's Captain Shazam's Lex Luthor. He's Captain Marvel's, which is what his real name is. I'm just going to call him Captain Marvel. That's it. He's his villain, right?
Yeah.
And they are. I like the idea that. I mean, it's kind of the Sinestro thing where the wizard chose Adam at one point because he was a good fit. And Adam's like, I'm not listening to you. And for whatever reason, the wizard can't take the powers back. I don't know why. But now you've got a clash between Shazam and Black Adam, right? Because now Shazam is the one that the real one. Adam's like, you know, you're worthless, like blah, blah, blah. So when you take this story and try to make this character more sympathetic by saying that his son was the one who was chosen and became the champion of Khandaq.
Which in the comics, it's his nephew.
Right.
But so it's a very similar. They just made it so that it's Adam's son instead of...
I guess if you don't want to make him the villain, you can't have him be like, I'm taking these powers and piss off.
But I think you can.
Here's a hot take. If you don't want to make him the villain... maybe not have it be a running gag about how much he kills people.
Totally agree.
Right. It's like...
but he only kills really bad guys.
That doesn't...
I think that's why...
does he? He's killing a lot of henchmen who, like, they don't...
He's killing a bunch of guys who are like, hey, wait, I was just trying to get a paycheck.
But these guys have enslaved... The flashback is the king enslaving the people. Not the modern...
but the modern stuff, he's still killing people. Like, it's a hoot and a holler. Like,
but they are inner gang. They're bad people, though.
I'm just saying
you can reform him, I think, because he's killing...
I mean, that's what they're hoping.
But they don't reform him because he just keeps doing it.
Yeah.
I think by the end, with Hawkman, he's starting to...
he only stopped killing people because the credits rolled.
He only stopped killing people because he ran out of people.
Yeah.
I mean, to me, he is an anti-hero. I get that they're walking that line, but to me, the way that they made it was... Back in Khandaq, the king, they had enslaved all the people and they were murdering people and what using them and taking the resources and everything. And then in modern day, it's inner gang who has the guns, who are chasing down kids and are not afraid to kill people and beat them up and all that. So I still think it's a fine line, but he's not killing just innocents that get in his way. He's killing the bad guys.
It is funny that we're still having this discussion since 2013.
Yeah.
Where it's like, you know, if you take a battle into a city and you just start throwing things through walls, you're going to kill people, your own people.
It's also weird to have the hero, and I know Black Adam's not supposed to be a hero, but when you name the movie Black Adam and you cast The Rock, he's the hero, regardless of what you want to say.
Correct.
Right? He literally says, force is always necessary. Like...
But don't
date this guy.
But that's the Black Adam from ancient Khandaq. You know, that's before he's learned more with the kid and the mom and the modern society. Like, I do think there is some growth with him. I know that it's slight, but with Hawkman and the not killing and Dr. Fate and all that, I do feel like his character
MVP of the movie for me.
He's good.
Was Pierce Brosnan.
He's really good.
His voice sounded weird.
I think he's old.
Well, he's Irish. And the character is supposed to be Swedish or something. Like, the character, Kent, is supposed to be Swedish. So
it was like when he was Dr. Fate. When he put on the helmet, his voice sounded weird.
Yeah, here's modulated
it. Here's what I think happened. I think they were like, hey, we're going to do, like, a weird voice effect on you when you're Dr. Fate. And so then he, like, talked in a weird voice, and then they didn't do it.
They're like, oh, no.
Oh, then, we can't.
He was like, I thought you were going to put an effect in there.
Well, now, low-key, Dr. Fate is
we needed another slow-motion punch.
Thanks. Yeah, right.
No, we needed protein powder for The Rock, so sorry.
Low-key, Dr. Fate is, like, one of my favorite.
Low-key, Dr. Fate?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. But, the argument was, like, who came first? Was Dr. Fate or Dr. Strange, because they're the same character, and it's Dr. Fate.
Oh, if you watch this movie, they would like you to believe that.
Even in the comics, he's the same character.
Yeah. I know, but they took movie Dr. Strange. They made Dr. Fate do the same hand thing. He's seeing the outcome. Like, he's just
in all fairness, he kind of does. Yeah. Like, it's always kind of been like that in the comics. He's always, the look of that costume was my favorite. Like, I thought that was amazing. Good.
But I know the comics go back and forth, but...
DC and Marvel have always had parallel characters, right?
Yes,
it's like you know, you've got Superman over here and Captain America over here, or Shazam if you want to go for powers versus personality. And then, you know, you've got Batman, Moon Knight, and Wolverine, Lobo. Like, right. they've
Deadpool,
always...
Deadpool, Deathstroke.
Yeah.
When it comes to what works in the movies, Marvel is usually first. So, well, you see, well, DC going, Lord. Oh.
For sure, yeah.
Yeah,
we're going
to
do that.
I think to the casual observer, the people that really only pay attention to the movies, it's certainly going to look like that.
Yes, yeah. That is correct. So it's just... right. So now we flash forward, and Intergang has kind of taken over Khandaq. We're introduced to... a woman who I thought was going to be Isis.
Like, she is, but not in this movie.
Oh, really?
That's the same character.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, she's...
They're going to need to rename that, though.
Maybe.
Yeah.
They're brother and sister in the comics, but in this movie, they're mother and son, and she's Isis.
Oh, yeah. Okay. But did they call her Isis in the... They didn't call her that, do they?
In this movie?
Yeah.
No,
I
not
mean,
yet.
I nodded
hasn't...
off for a bit, but I don't think so.
No, okay. Not yet. But it's the same character.
Yeah, so it, basically...
And he's
Adam,
Osiris.
Yes. In Adam, the comics. Adam gives... Yeah, in the comics, at least, Adam gives part of his power to both of them.
Maybe it's something to do with her necklace is how she gets the powers. Like, you know, there's that connection with the necklace. I wonder if that's how they're going to.
Well, I don't know. We'll see if we get a second one.
Well, I think this is going to make a ton of money.
It made $57 million Wikipedia says opening weekend. So
I think it's
probably doing what they want it
to do. Do you think they released that post-credit sequence, told people what it was so they would get people in theaters?
I don't know. I mean, it like as soon as people started seeing it, it would be impossible to keep that under wraps. But I think production wise, they went a long time without it leaking.
Yeah.
So okay. I feel like if they were going to leak
it, The Rock. It's superhero.
That's
Rock
true.
Done.
It's like, it's all right there.
Yeah,
that makes sense. Our main characters, Sarah. I wish I could remember. Could say her last name correctly, but
Jessica Parker.
It's not Jessica Parker. It's like Sarah something.
Silverman.
Nope, that's also not right.
Oh. Shahi?
Okay. She was on a show called Life that only went 2 seasons that was really good.
Okay. Never watched that one.
It was very good.
Sometimes life is short.
And it was. And it left it on a cliffhanger. Yeah. You're like, ah, damn it.
A ravine hanger.
There you go, see?
So these characters, our main characters, are after the crown of Sabacc. And so I do appreciate that they are going deep into like the DC lore with some of these characters.
Amon is the son, the character, too,
okay.
Her son. Bodhi Sabungi.
Yep. So, what's his first name?
Bodhi.
Nope. The other one. The character's name.
Amon. Oh, I'm
like, that's way better. They're after this crown, and Adriana knows where it is. They end up finding it, and in the process of finding it, they accidentally wake up Black Adam.
Well, he saves her. So,
right.
The guy's basically, is it Ishmael is the...
You think he's a good guy, but it's like very obvious from Jump Street he's not the good guy.
he's on the expedition with
especially
them.
If you're a whale.
That's true.
And so they're
white whale.
So all
let's not bring race.
You're right.
This.
I'm sorry. Yeah, what was I thinking?
So all of a sudden, Intergang happens to be there where they all are,
right.
And they have unearthed the crown, and Ishmael turns on them. Well, she doesn't know it yet, but we know that Ishmael turns on all of them. They're about to kill her, and she reads the inscription on the ground.
Right. And here comes Black Adam. And, of course, he does exactly what you think he's going to do.
I thought this scene was awesome. I thought the CG looked good. The action was good. It was funny. Like, I liked it a lot.
All of that is true. You are right about all of that. It did not look cheap. It did not look...
I was never taken out by the CG. I'm like,
nope.
This is an action-packed movie that they looks like they spent the money on.
But here's the issue, man.
And The Rock looks like a freaking superhero in the real world. Like, I just...
Yeah.
The casting, I mean, when you see any other actor, like known actors, they can do an okay job and the suits do a lot of the work. But when The Rock shows up in that cloak and that's his actual body in a suit... Not for one second are you like, that's an actor in a suit.
Right,
like,
right.
That is a superhero.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, I don't think they could have cast it any better.
No, I mean, he's a great choice for the role.
Yeah.
They should just give him something to do. Yeah. I was like, you know, normally I watch Rock movies. I'm just like, if only he had less charisma and he wasn't fun.
Here, like, go watch Black Adam.
That's really what I'm looking for in a
Rock
movie. But
I think for the character, like, the smirky charisma stuff for The Rock for me recently, Jungle Cruise, he downplayed it and did that, like, asshole humor type thing or whatever, and that Project Red Dawn, what is it, Project Red, what was that thing
the
with
Ryan
the
Reynolds one?
Red Notice. I liked that movie.
It was fun.
I was not a huge
I would watch that over this.
Oh hell yeah
but
For Black Adam, for the character he's playing, the conflicted and who is a killer and has been betrayed, like he murders all these people because they've enslaved his people and all that. Like, I think for Black Adam, the seriousness worked for me, where usually if it's Vin Diesel being tough guy, I'm like, just have fun with it. But not Black Adam. Like, that was...
See, I think it would have worked better if he was a little dopey. And he's just like, well, of course you kill the bad people. I don't even understand. Like that, you know, like that would give, to me, that would get, I would be able to give that a wider berth in the context of a film.
Right.
You know, that it's, he's just, he's been moved forward 2,500 years in time or whatever.
Quickly learns English, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah.
Not even an accent.
But I think that's a Black Adam thing. One of the gods that he gets the powers from, you know, the wizards, he knows all the languages.
It is,
so he can learn it quickly.
It is not. The wizard that gave Billy Batson his powers, they're based on the Greek gods, right? Or no.
Yeah. They're the Greek gods.
This is
the Black Adam's
the Egyptian gods.
Didn't they assign different gods to it?
So it was, let's see if I can still do this. Solomon, Hercules, Atlas, Zeus, Achilles, and Mercury.
Yeah.
The plot is so flimsy that now they're just killing people.
Like, it's a MacGuffin chase.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, they're looking for MacGuffinanium.
Right.
it's the crown. It really, but I do, I don't know. I appreciated, because I do think the storyline with Black Adam and his past is more complicated. I do kind of like the idea of this guy killed all these people, but they were enslaving his people and murdered his family. So I do still think there is a little bit of motivation, which is understandable.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, they killed his wife and son.
Mm-hmm.
So he got mad, and now he's Black Adam. He has the Shazam power. So he's like, yeah, you're going to go after the king and his army that killed your wife and son and enslaved all your people.
I have no problem with that part.
So he's still working through that. He got imprisoned in that tomb right after that. And now he's back, and he's like, yeah, I'm still angry.
Yeah.
And now they're enslaving the generations of people after that in Khandaq. It's still all their descendants.
Right.
And now Inner Gang is there policing. And that's what they're trying to make the comparison is those, all the checkpoints and all the guys with guns walking around, they're still doing the same thing. And that's why the mom is like, you know, mad too. And she's like, they're still doing this to our people. And they want the champion, Black Adam, to free the people as he did back in the old days.
He's like, he's not the people's champion.
That's what I know.
He's the champion of the people.
Yeah.
Can't call him that. That's copyrighted.
Does he own? But I thought he got the rights back from Vince for The Rock.
So he's allowed to use, but he doesn't use The Rock.
I know he doesn't anymore because he wants to be Dwayne Johnson.
Right,
but still, I think he got his rights back somehow.
I mean, it's the same thing as like Hulk Hogan. Like Vince, that's a WWF owner. Like they own that.
I just recall the story from a while back that like somehow The Rock, and because he did use it on movie posters and stuff.
For a while, it was like
WWE
Dwayne The Rock Johnson or whatever.
I don't think WWE got a piece of that. Like,
I think Vince knew that if he took it, he would never get Dwayne back in a ring.
That's true. Very true.
You do a little concession to try to get him maybe to come back every once in a while. And they did. They got him to come back a couple times. So the other kind of fun thing with it, I've always kind of been a nerd for like old DC.
Mm-hmm.
So when they introduced the Justice Society and I was like, yeah, give me Alan Scott and Jay Garrick and Ted Grant. Hawkman.
This was so dumb.
And Dr. Fate, which I was great to see Dr. Fate on the screen.
So this is Golden Age Dr. Fate, but Silver Age.
Adam
Smasher, Silver Age.
But no, this is the current Adam Smasher. So this,
it's not Golden Age. Adam is Golden Age. And
see, that's
is
the problem. They brought Adam Smasher. They should have brought Black Adam Smasher.
Or just the Adam.
Yeah.
Anything at this. But like, Cyclone and this version of Adam Smasher were from the Geoff Johns Justice Society. And who was the executive producer on this movie?
Geoff Johns. There you go.
Which is why you keep seeing Flashpoint over and over and over again.
Oh, that's why they used the new 52 Black Adam. That's Geoff Johns.
That is Geoff Johns.
Yeah, so there you go. Of course he's going to use his own stuff.
Get that guy off of the executive
producer. You don't like him?
I did.
I thought you just didn't like... what's his fit?
David Goyer?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's the worst. But I mean,
we need a David Goyer versus Joe showdown like they do with all those social media boxing.
Yeah, come talk to me, you poser.
So Justice Society.
Yeah.
This is dumb.
Why is having that? Them or the team in general?
Who are they?
So
they just show up and say, We're the Justice Society.
They're doing that thing again where instead of building them up in separate movies, they now want a Justice League versus Justice Society.
And they're just like, we're Justice Society. And I'm like, okay, but what does that mean? Like, who gave you authority? Like, why are you
apparently
here?
Amanda Waller.
Like, what? Like, they just show up and they're like, this is who we are. We're in charge now.
Amanda Waller's in charge of a lot of stuff.
Well, that's okay. That's the other thing, right? Is they keep saying, hey, the Snyderverse is done. We're moving on from that. No, you're not.
Well, I think they reined it in. So they fired Walter Hamada.
Yeah.
He was the one trying to end all that. And then the Snyder people went on the attack and everyone, you know, whatever. So now by putting Henry Cavill back in this and firing Hamada, he's gone now.
Yeah.
Like, just like.
Right. Like, there's the problem, man. You know, like, okay, so what did Feige do? I'm honestly asking this. Like,
he worked in Arby's, and he said, "I really like comic books." And they go, "Hey, sure," and it worked out.
But
great.
What? Like, how did he get that? What did he? Where did they find him to get that gig on?
Yeah, I don't know what he did before
Iron
that.
Man, right?
I think he was a producer.
Did he work under somebody?
Yeah, I think he was a producer, maybe for Paramount.
Okay,
where Iron Man was, he was in the industry, you know. But he loved comics, and he worked as some kind of either producer or executive.
Here we are, right? Like, he's one of the most powerful men in Hollywood at this point. It's insane to... I'll make one wrestling
reference.
You
watch She-Hulk?
Yeah.
You watch the finale of She-Hulk?
No. Bella,
okay, well...
Bella wants to watch it, and I haven't watched it, but...
You need to watch the finale of She-Hulk because it directly ties into stuff you're just talking about, but I'm not going to spoil it. But for people that haven't watched She-Hulk, it's a really good show.
I think it's fun.
Really funny. It's really different than anything else you've ever seen. And that finale... You've never seen anything like it.
Okay,
so
okay.
Check it out.
I'm just looking at his producer credits.
Yeah.
He doesn't appear to have ever worked on anything that's not a comic book.
Oh, really?
Project.
Was he in like old comic book stuff? Like, he was a producer.
Like, the
before,
first thing
right?
I see him listed on is associate producer on X-Men in 2000.
Okay, so
and then it goes Spider-Man, Daredevil, X2, Hulk, Punisher, Spider-Man 2, Blade Trinity, Elektra.
He was Avia Rod's guy. No, he was Avia Rod's guy. Yeah. That's who it was.
Fantastic Four, X-Men Last Stand, Spider-Man 3, Fantastic Four, Silver Surfer,
so
Iron Man,
Sony,
Incredible Hulk,
that's
and then
Fox,
everything.
That's everything.
Sony, yeah. Fox, the previous Marvels. Okay.
He's so. Even on Punisher Warzone. It says uncredited, but he's apparently he did something. But like literally, I'm looking, I don't see one non-comic book thing that he's ever worked
on. He's the
on.
Guy.
So that makes sense that if he was Avia Rod's like number two, he knew how to get these things made, and then Iron Man. And
I mean,
like,
look at
hey,
the money that
this.
X-Men and Spider-Man movies
for sure.
that he worked on. Like,
hang on here. He was assistant to Miss Shuler Donner on You've Got Mail.
But
see, there you
okay,
go.
But in all seriousness, though, like that's Richard Donner's wife, right?
Oh, I didn't. Yeah, maybe
there.
Because
it is.
Here,
oh
he,
man, what a. Man, he what a work for him.
And then before
I'll go get coffee for Mrs. Donner.
Before that, he's assistant to Lauren Shuler Donner on Volcano.
Okay, so he,
look at
so
that.
He
worked his way up.
But he worked with with the wife of the guy who starts the superhero genre movie.
No, that's genius. Like and he loves comic books. And he's like, hey, I like these things. Can you get a word in?
I can do this.
That's cool.
I'll make one wrestling reference since this, the wrestler.
We already talked about People's Champion.
No, that's a count. Yeah. When Vince McMahon bought WCW, he refused to acknowledge anything that they had done before. And he would take kind of those ideas and then name them something else because he didn't create it. Right. It feels like that with DC and Marvel at this point where they just refuse to adopt the Marvel model the way that Marvel did it because Marvel did it first. You know what I mean? Like, it's just, they just can't.
Well, they can't get a guy, right? They tried to find the guy that was like working with James Wan on DC stuff.
Yeah.
And that guy's like, nope. Which it was so weird because you think, God, they throw you a Kevin Feige DC version and, you know, and you're in the industry and you're working on these things, you'd want it. But I don't know if it's the pressure or what, but that guy's like, nope, not doing it.
Because there's no forward thinking. There's like, get it out now, get it out. You know what I mean? Like,
There's
no slow down. Like, this is a marathon, not a sprint. But you don't have to play. That's the thing that is we've said this for years.
It's the long game.
Is they don't have to play catch up.
Yeah.
You just got to make good movies.
Yeah.
And they're not. At all.
I
when they do, it seems by Like, it's by accident.
Right. Yeah.
Shazam was really good.
Shazam was good. The first Wonder Woman was really good. Aquaman was really stupid, but fun.
Really fun, yeah.
The second Suicide Squad was an enjoyable.
Oh, the Suicide Squad's awesome. Yeah.
Second one.
Yeah, the Suicide Squad's awesome. Right. Oh, I mean, we have thoughts on Suicide Squad. So, yeah, I will just say for the record, though, I mean, I thought this movie was exactly what I would expect from Black Adam movie that had the action. I thought The Rock was perfect for the role, for what this character is doing. I enjoyed it. I thought this was an entertaining popcorn movie.
I agree with the part where you say it's exactly what I expected, but I did not expect to enjoy it. And
ta-da!
Mission accomplished.
Yeah. I thought it was fun. I mean, I don't know. Like the new
Nothing
popcorn
about
movie
this was fun to me.
I think it, for me at
it's
least,
a lot of action.
There's a lot of action,
meaningless action. Like
and
it
that's
was
where
just,
it was.
The whole thing played like pre-roll to a theme park ride.
That's pretty good.
It just like. Yeah,
it had moments like there's a moment when Adam has one of the bad guys and Hawkman is, you know, kind of like, hey, we need that guy. And he's already thrown him off into the distance. And he's like, where'd that guy go? And he's like, yep. And you can
that
see him like
great. If who was first, who is Hawkman or Hawkeye?
Hawkman.
OK,
oh, yeah.
Would have been great if instead of Hawkeye, they named Hawkeye. Hawk guy.
Just, I mean, they do kind of call him that. That's kind of what they, in like the Fraction stuff.
Yeah.
He's Hawk guy.
That's funny. Yeah. Cause that would just be great. Cause they all have their analogs.
For the most part, all of the DC stuff is going to be first.
Yeah.
Cause that's 1938 compared to 1964. It, yeah. With the exception of like the Human Torch and Namor, but
Captain America.
In Captain America, I guess that's true. Amanda Waller, again, back in this role.
She's in charge of everything.
Yeah. I did think it's funny that at one point we're reintroduced to Harcourt from Peacemaker.
Yeah.
But I was like, when? Okay.
Congratulations, Mrs.
So
Gunn.
So when does this movie take place? Because she's not working for Amanda Waller in Peacemaker.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
And she's working for her when they lock up the bad guys, too.
But
so it's post-Peacemaker.
Didn't she leave?
No.
Oh.
She still works for her.
I thought it was the other gal.
No, she assigned her at the end of the Suicide Squad. She knocks out or betrays or whatever Amanda Waller, and then they go rogue and all that.
Right.
And then they put them on this new assignment, which is to go get the butterflies
that's
and all that,
right,
which is what Peacemaker is. So they're all working for Waller still.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
It's just very, like, I was like, where are we? What is happening in this movie?
But so she's apparently in charge of the JSA. Yeah. So it's Hawkman, played by Aldous Hodge. Dr. Fate by Pierce Brosnan. Noah Centineo is Atom Smasher. And Quintessa Swindell is Cyclone.
Cyclone 2.
Swirly Girl.
Yeah.
Swirly Girl.
It is kind of funny that Henry Winkler is the original Atom Smasher. Yeah. I was like, whoa, where did Henry Winkler? Why Henry Winkler? But all right.
Well, he's the original Atom.
No, he's the original Atom Smasher.
I don't think so.
The Atom is Ray Palmer.
No, the Golden Age Atom is who Henry Winkler's playing.
He's playing the Golden Age Atom Smasher.
No, Atom.
Okay.
Atom.
Okay. I don't think that's right.
Atom Smasher is what they redubbed him. They changed it all. And like when they're rebooting the comics pre-New 52, but when they change things, because Ray Palmer is a different Adam.
So what happened is DC pivoted from things that like weren't science-based, right? Or space-based. So maybe you're right.
Because look up the original Adam Smasher, because his name wasn't Adam Smasher. They changed it to Adam Smasher.
The Green Lantern becomes a space cop. The Barry Allen.
Yes, it's with all that. It's with when Green Lantern and The Flash, when they're rebooting all those.
Yeah, okay.
Then they changed it. But no, Henry Winkler is playing the original Adam.
Okay.
Ray Palmer is like a reboot.
Ray Palmer is
Silver
the
science,
Age, yeah, the Adam. Silver Age version of the Atom. Yes, that's true.
So Adam Smasher is always the nephew of the character Henry Winkler.
Oh, which is fine. I just thought it was funny.
It's just confusing because we know the Atom, Ray Palmer, from all the DC, the CW shows. So people might get confused with the simultaneous.
I forgot there was a Golden Age
Atom,
which is just silly.
Right.
So now all these characters are tasked with taking out Black Adam, which is also just... If you have Superman on retainer, why are you sending in the Justice Society?
I don't get it. Yeah, because, I mean, spoilers at the end of the movie, which everyone's already spoiling online. Like, you have to really try to dodge it. But at the end of the movie, Black Adam, who, you know, saves the day and comes out victorious. More spoilers for you there.
Right,
if you thought The Rock was going to lose, you got another thing coming. But at the end, Amanda Waller's like, yeah, you, okay, we won't kill you. She's like, because we can't. But we won't kill you, but you better stay in Khandaq. And if you leave that, we're taking you out. And he's like, good luck. Send them all. And she's like, okay.
Well,
she sends Superman.
And I actually do like, I think the post-credit sequence to me works.
Yeah.
And I will just talk about it now because it's the best part. To me, it's the best part of the movie. He wins, like you said.
I was really hoping he'd have a mustache.
Oh, my God. Or at least a beard.
You know, something. In their contracts now, they're like, okay, we'll give you the money you wanted. That's fine. Please, you have to shave your mustache, please.
He grows a mustache before every before every Superman job.
Here,
because they have to pay him like $2 million to shave it.
Right, you digitally take it off.
Yeah.
Meh. So, yeah, so he wins, and he says, you know, Waller says, you've escaped my prison. Khandaq is now your prison, which in the comics, he kind of does anyway, right? Like, he says, like, this is my home. I am not going to engage in anything that goes on outside of Khandaq. You don't come into my world and we're good. But once you cross that line, like, then I'm going to murder you.
Because I like what we've addressed. We've talked about this before, how in these superhero movies, they're always in New York. They're always in the United States. And you've got all these people around the world that, you know, you hardly get the focus of. And they explore it with Superman, with it's like, you know, he can only be so many places at once. And,
all of them.
So this is interesting how in this movie, the mom is like, yeah, like, you've got all these superheroes, but none of them are coming to Khandaq. And here we are enslaved by Inner Gang.
Right.
And no one's here to help us. Now we finally have a champion. And that's why she's like, JSA,
a
get out.
A people's champion?
Yeah, you could say that.
Maybe.
But she's like, get out of here, JSA. We've got our champion. And JSA is trying to take down Black Adam, where Black Adam, he's causing destruction and all that. But it's mainly the Inner Gang and the bad guys. And so the people are like, yeah, he's freeing us. It's very much like he did with the old school people.
But I think he says at the end, he's like, there's not a person on this planet that can stop
right.
me. And she's like, well, I've got a couple people not on this planet.
Yeah.
And then he says, send them, whoever you got. He smashes the drone. And then what I was hoping was you get the line from like Superman 2.
You were hoping that she would have sent Batmite.
Oh, God. Mr. Mixius Pitlick.
Mr. Pixie Stick.
Pixie Stick, yeah. And Cavill walks out of the, you know, he's like, you know, we need to have a talk. And I do, and I will, and they give you a little bit of the John Williams theme, which is just like, don't do that. Like, you're just invoking a better Superman.
I didn't hear that.
Yeah, it's very, it's almost like the Rocky theme in Creed,
okay.
where it's very undertoned.
Interesting.
But I will say, the suit looks different.
Yeah.
The S looks bigger and brighter.
Yeah.
The hair is, it's not slicked back like he's a super villain. Like, it looks like Superman
looks
hair.
Yeah.
They always change the suits so they can sell
you
a new toy.
Right. That's exactly right. Yeah.
It is.
You're going to get the limited edition 5-second cameo version of the.
But what you're saying, see, is that
this looks like a different Superman.
And the director, Wam Colette Sarah, who's The Rock's guy, he did Jungle Cruise. He's The Rock's guy now. And so
he's The Rock's Chris McQuarrie.
Yeah. I mean, basically, yeah, that's what they all, you notice in the new Hollywood, they're all following very similar formulas. Where
except for Marvel and except for DC, apparently.
But these actor entrepreneur stars, the Ryan Reynolds is working with Sean Levy on all his movies.
Yeah.
Chris McQuarrie and Tom Cruise together.
Is Sean Levy doing Deadpool 3?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Free Guy, The Adam Project, and Deadpool 3.
It's Adam Smasher Project.
The Adam Smasher. So we might get a Deadpool crossover.
Yeah, right.
But so it's interesting how you see they've all kind of figured out the formula. They all have businesses. They all have drinks, and they all have, you know, their own businesses. They all are working with the same guy. They're all playing the same person every time. You know, but it's like, but they've figured it out, and so now it's like very formulaic, which, you know, can get predictable. It will be interesting to see after a few more of these.
Yeah.
If it starts to all feel kind of the same, like people say superhero movies. Now this is a superhero movie, but it's one of, you know, the other ones they do together aren't superhero.
Yeah, but
movies.
None of these movies feel the same.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Like they all kind of have the same look because they all copy the Snyder look, but none of these feel.
I thought this movie looked very much Zack Snyder.
Oh.
Yeah.
Like
big time.
The director was very much evoking that, but the people that love DC, the ones that love DC love the Snyderverse.
My complaint about Snyder was never the look.
Nope.
Right.
That was never
it gets a little exhausting,
No, the look is good, though. It's a cool look.
But it's a cool look. I just wish what it was showing was better.
Right. Right. Right.
And that's the problem. It's finding that balancing act. Snyder is a visual guy.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at everything from...
Even Dawn of the Dead is a like visually, I mean, it's
cool
it.
Looking, and that it feels a little music video-y. Like, but you used
but
to
if you it, honestly,
from.
If you watch that now,
yeah.
you can pick up on like there's the scene when
he doesn't have the money yet,
right? Yeah. When Mekhi Pfeiffer's holding the zombie baby,
yeah,
like you're like, oh, this is absolutely a Zack Snyder
for sure.
scene.
Because he comes from music videos and he was very visual and had an interesting style,
yeah.
But when you look at stuff like 300, which was obviously very visual. Watchmen, even the Legend of the Guardians, the Owls of Ga'Hoole, animated, but it still has a really cool visual style.
Sucker Punch.
So definitely has a visual style. Yeah. And then all the DC stuff. So he's got that distinct look, and it's a balancing act between the look and then the substance. And so understanding the comics is very important with these characters. And so he definitely had the look down, and, you know, it was hit or miss on the characters, which is why ultimately it fell into this mess of, you know, the comic book fans saying, I don't like this, but then the DC hardcore fans, the Snyder fans, are like, I just love everything Snyder does.
I don't think that they're DC fans. I think they're Snyder fans.
I agree.
No, but I'm saying comic fans are one thing, and then you've got the Snyder fans. What the DC cinematic universe has become, which was my original point, is the people that love DC movies now are the ones that love Snyder. Everyone else is like, do something. You're the only ones going more of the exact same thing, and everyone's like, no, please. The comic book people are like, please go a different direction. So, but I think that what they're trying to do is trying to win over the fans, because Snyder's not coming back. They're not going to do that.
But you know what? We say that, but now you're saying that this Hamada guy's gone.
I know, but I just don't think that they're going to bring him back. And I don't think he wants to come back because of what happened. I think that there's bad blood. I mean, never say never, but I don't think that he wants to come back to that. He's moved on to other things. But the fans still love his universe and the things he built up, like Henry Cavill as Superman. Mm-hmm. And obviously you've still got the Aquaman and Wonder Woman that still make money and all that. So I think they're trying to hold on to that universe the best they can. And so bringing his look forward kind of connects it with bringing in Superman. But with the storytelling, they have to go in a different direction. And I think it's all going to depend on Flash.
Which
luckily that's been a problem-free
right.
set.
And that's Kevin and I talked about that really briefly this morning. It's just like, it's going to be impossible to root for him.
It's
for
weird.
Them, for them, excuse
when
me.
When your hero
them.
Is played by...
So what is the etiquette there? I understand that Ezra Miller uses they/them pronouns, but the Flash does not. So when they are playing that character,
The character is a he.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah,
but are people gonna? Are you gonna get yelled at if you refer to the Flash as a he?
As a dude? I don't think you can though, right? Because that is a character, and they are playing a character.
It's a valid question, but I think if Barry Allen is a he. Mm-hmm. Then they are playing a he.
Right.
Because it's the character. Unless they turn Barry Allen.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. And I'm not trying to root for one way or other, but if someone else is trying to stir trouble, I would say I think you're fine to say Barry Allen.
I think you're right. Barry Allen is a he, and they are playing.
I watched Hard Candy with my stepdaughter.
Yeah.
With Elliot Page.
Oh, yeah, with Elliot
Page. And so
Page.
It's like, that was difficult to navigate. Sure. Just because it's like, okay, well... She's a he now,
right?
But the character is obviously a female,
sure. Mm-hmm.
And so it was like it was, you know,
that's interesting. I mean, even with Juno,
yeah,
like having to watch Juno was a very different experience.
Any of his roles, past roles, it is. It's a new world, and I think people need to be understanding, and people need from both sides, right?
Like,
people need to be patient and understanding. And people need to make an honest attempt to get it right. But also, if someone misspeaks, it's not always necessarily out of a bad place.
Right.
It's a new thing. And so, and just to our listeners and people that are new and don't know us, like, we're always going to try our best to get it right.
Yeah. With someone like Elliot Page, we've all known him as, with her dead name, or his dead name, for... 20 years?
Yeah, 15, 20 years, yeah.
Sometimes subconsciously it might slip, but it's not at a place of malice.
Absolutely not.
I mean, because people that listen to us know that we're not trying to... I mean, I know we're three white guys on a podcast, but...
Where is that?
If you listen to us, you know that we're maybe not the typical three white guys on a podcast.
Sure, sure.
We're going to at least give you our best
shot.
Try
our hardest. Anyway,
so this
smashy,
movie?
Smash.
Yeah, there's punching.
I thought there were some really good action scenes. I liked, just to go through them at least, if we're not going to really talk about plot, which is...
Because there isn't one.
But I liked the original, I liked the action scene when they go to modern days and he takes out Inner Gang as they're trying to find the crown.
When he's like catching the bullets and catching the...
Catching the missiles and all that. We find that... Eternium,
which again
can harm him. It's his kryptonite.
Yeah,
which they really don't go into much. There's that, and there's one scene later, but they never talk about it or really get into it. We just see that it's the only thing that can cause.
But there's a whole rock of it. The rock of eternity exists,
right?
So, yeah.
But anyway, so they've made it his kryptonite because clearly that's going to come into play. So you've got Superman and Kryptonite, and you've now got Black Adam and Eternium. So those are going to be two Chekhov's Achilles heels.
Whatever.
So an Achilles has anything that touches his heel. So
basically what happens is...
But action sequences, real quick. So going through Khandaq, modern-day Khandaq, Black Adam is beating up Inner Gang guys as they're trying to track down the kid because he has the crown.
Right. And the one the kid's been kidnapped.
And then Ishmael
has kidnapped the kid.
And so now they're on all these futuristic...
Motorcycles?
But like hover motorbike, whatever. Yeah. They're powered by Eternium, I guess, because they've got the blue. So they're trying to say like that's now what in modern day they mine this stuff for all their tech. So I liked that sequence where Black Adam is chasing all these bikes down and he's tearing off the seats. He's like throwing the guys, open, and the kid's not under there. Or if the guy's on the bike and he sees the kid's not there, he just then like smashes the bike. He's like, okay, not this one. And boom, the guy goes flying and explodes. Right. And so meanwhile, you've got Hawkman running around trying to like
save all
the guys as Black Adam's just totally throwing them everywhere and exploding things. And so I liked that action sequence. That chase sequence looked really good. And then, in the end, it just comes down to
Ishmael ends up getting shot, but he has the crown on him anyway.
Well, so it was all a trick. So when they read this transcription, it said the only path to death.
The only path to life is through death.
Then when they found it was the only path to death is through life.
Yeah.
Like, and then
what the?
Well, yeah, but in the future they found out that it was a upside down transcription. It was actually
good at her job.
So the only path to life is through death, and so we find out Ishmael actually knew that the crown is upside down, so the transcription's backwards, and so he knew he had to be killed,
right?
And so he was luring Black Adam there to kill him. He goes to underworld.
It turns
or whatever.
Out that Ishmael is the descendant of the last king
of the
king of Khandaq.
Black Adam killed that was trying to get the crown, and he played the actor plays the same guy. So if you were to see closely, he plays his descendant.
Okay, and then
about holding a grudge.
No joke. We should also say that Adam realizes that maybe we get the real story how his son gave Adam the power, and then his son is killed. And he says the words, and of course he goes to Task Force X, which I was like, just call it the Suicide Squad. We all know what it is.
Do you know his origin in the comic, the New 52 version?
No.
Okay, so, and this is a very similar...
Here's the thing, man. I bought a lot of those New 52 comics. Couldn't tell you a goddamn thing about it. They're not good.
Yeah. But so it was very similar the way the movie does it, but they changed a couple things. Like I said, it was in the movie, it's father and son. In the comic, it's uncle and nephew. And basically, they're both going to die because of the bad guys, and they're saved by the wizards, whoever it is in that version. I don't think it's Shazam, but it's the wizards, and they give them the power so they can live and both be dual champions.
Yeah.
And then the nephew is like, Uncle, we've seen too much bloodshed and too much terror. We don't need to kill people. We need to save them. And the uncle's like, no, we deserve justice. And the kid's like, no, it's not justice. That's revenge. And so the kid is like, shuz. And then the uncle snaps his neck. So the uncle, Black Adam in the comics, the New 52, kills his nephew because he knows the nephew will never let him go kill people crazily. And so he's even worse in the...
Okay, here's the best part. He's on the Justice League now.
Right.
So they're like, hey, we got that movie coming out. Can we revamp that guy? Yeah. We gotta make him a hero, like Harley Quinn.
But I mean, that's his origin, obviously, through the comics. He gets reformed and whatever, but his origin is really dark.
Yeah.
Kills his own nephew.
I mean,
he saves the nephew, they both get saved, and then they don't see eye to eye.
I like the idea of like the champion turned bad.
Yeah.
I've always liked that So
I guess if you saved them though, like then it, you really just kind of set things right.
That's right. Yeah.
Like you're allowed.
If Final Destination has taught me anything.
Yeah.
Death is going to catch up eventually.
Right.
So yeah. So he gives up the power. He goes into the little tube thing, which again, it's another scene where in Task Force X, you see all of these little pods, and I was like, well, there's got to be something there that's cool.
Let's, so we see Maria Harcourt,
yeah,
from, played by Jennifer Holland from the Suicide Squad and Peacemaker, and she's clearly still working for Waller, and they
takes Adam. And then they realize that,
puts right next to the Ark of the Covenant.
That's exactly right.
But you see, they have a ton of people in this underground water prison.
Which,
thing.
I mean, would make sense for the Suicide Squad, right? You lose one, you're like, go get me XY's 42 when you pull out another
body. Wonder who's in there when you get the Blu-ray and you pause you see some really big pods. You see all different sizes.
There might be a Solomon Grundy in there. Yeah. Born on a Monday.
I was looking at the big one and I was wondering.
Or Doomsday.
Who's in those? Yeah.
So at this point, Ishmael has died, but he had the crown. So he is reborn as Sabacc and he starts just destroying everything. Fate kind of astral projections himself to Adam. Adam says Shazam, breaks out of the little thing, goes and beats up Sabacc. There's a trailer at the beginning of this one for the new Shazam movie. And in my head, it's like, okay, Waller knows everything, right?
Yeah.
So she knows there's another guy out there who says Shazam and gets all of these powers, but there's no reference of that whatsoever.
Yeah, it's weird that they didn't, since Black Adam is a Shazam villain.
Yeah.
You know, his origin is from Shazam and all the comics and everything. It's weird they don't mention Shazam. And we know we have Shazam coming up. It's just not a name drop.
No.
I don't know.
I don't think they want him in that end of the pool because Shazam is silly.
That's fair.
And Black Adam is not.
Yeah.
And so
they bring in Superman.
Yeah. Which who has been in both worlds.
Yeah.
Superman has been in the Shazam movie in a way.
Sort of.
But Henry Cavill has not.
Yeah, right. Some TA.
But like, there is a connective tissue of some where.
Yeah. So, of course, Adam wins, and he gets his original...
Well, so, I mean, this showdown's pretty cool. So he does his Doctor Strange Fate thing, you know?
Can I tell you right now that there is a character called Doctor Strange Fate?
Well, there you go.
And back when they crossed over, when Marvel and DC, like, crossed over, they...
Amalgam.
Thank you. And they just combined a bunch of heroes. Wow. So you had, like, Super Soldier, or you had Darkwing, which was Batman and Wolverine put together. But there was a Doctor Strange Fate who was Charles.
Like
Xavier.
I just wrote that, not even realizing it.
Who was Charles Xavier under the hood?
Okay, interesting. Yeah. But so Doctor Fate knows that he sees a vision that things are not going to go well. But they only have one chance. I mean, it sounds very familiar.
Yeah, a little bit.
He knows the only way that they can save the world is that Hawkman's going to die, and so at the very last minute, he ends up saying like, no, there's another way. Instead of you dying, I'll die.
Right.
But what he's doing is buying time. So he does this thing where there's like a ton of Dr. Fates multiplied, and they're all fighting. Who's the bad guy that he summons?
Sabacc.
Ishmael becomes Sabacc.
Yeah.
And he's hell on earth, and he's destroying things, and he wants to get to the throne, which will open a portal to the underworld to bring everyone in. And Where's
John Constantine when you need him?
See?
Yeah.
So he's staving them off with all the Dr. Fate clones. And meanwhile, when he's almost going to die, but he's able to telepathically reach Black Adam and say like, hey, you can get out of this. And it's weird seeing Black Adam or Tet Adam in his human form.
In his pre-super soldier serum form.
Yeah, because we know what The Rock looked like when he was younger and not as ripped and everything. And so it's just weird seeing him as like skinny.
Was it Ang Lee that did that Will Smith movie? Who did that Will Smith movie where like he's
young?
Yeah. And we're all just like, you know, we know
what
he looked like when he was young.
It just didn't like the face and the body, like knowing with wrestling and everything. You're like, he never looked like, that's not his body type at all. But anyway, but we see him like that, and he's,
maybe it would be though if he wasn't working out.
You think that's working out?
What? No, I'm like, maybe that would be his body type if he, like, we know what he looked like when he was younger, but he was still fit.
Oh, that's sure, true. Sure.
You know, it's just like, even
he just wasn't to the degree he is now.
He hadn't had the boobie surgery yet.
Yeah.
That's a real thing. I'm not making that up.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. He's a Samoan. So he has, around like 1998, he started to get like a Samoan chest.
Okay.
So he started wrestling in a t-shirt for a while, and all of a sudden, the Samoan chest was gone, and he looks like he looks now.
Interesting.
Gotcha.
Yes, he definitely had some surgery to fix that.
But like,
I don't blame him. No, I mean, for real, like it's like
it's an aesthetic thing.
He's
right?
clearly doing all the right things,
correct?
And your body's just not going to get there. And like, this is your career,
it's
and you want to look a certain way,
right?
Yeah. Like, well, yeah, I don't,
more power
do,
to him.
Do what you got
to
do.
Yeah, no shame in that game.
No.
So anyway, Black Adam or Ted Adam is able to free himself and fight off all the task force
bad guys.
Yeah, the Amanda Waller bad guys, whoever, yeah, whatever organization
pre,
this is.
Before saying Shazam, he fights them off
right
in his weakened state.
Yeah.
Yes.
And he is able to swim up to the surface from this underwater prison, and he almost dies in the process, but he sees a vision, or I guess it's like him dying and being yeah reunited with his family
and
the kid.
Says, it's not your time.
Not
man
your time. And then
say
he just
words.
Shazam.
And then he gets, and I will say,
and he gets electrocuted because water, lightning, not a smart move.
I will say, I liked his suit in the beginning, but mm-hmm I do appreciate that we get the traditional Black Adam costume with the gauntlets and the boots
yeah
and the brighter lightning bolt.
I thought the suits looked really good in this.
I think they all did. I think the Dr. Fate one was my favorite just because it was mm-hmm pretty close.
Yeah.
It is weird how close we're getting. We kind of joke about that in the Marvel stuff. We're
it
like,
used to
look at
goofy
that dumbass Captain America costume. That would never work.
I think we're so used to it now.
Right.
We've seen so many movies now.
It's like musicals.
Yeah.
Right? Like singing is weird, but if you watch enough musicals, you're like, well, of course they're yeah singing.
Oh, sure.
You know what
sure
I mean? Like it's the same idea, and that originally those costumes had to be kind of toned down
yeah
because they looked ridiculous, and now you're so used to it. But it also makes sense, right? Fashion is like that.
Sure. Yeah.
Like if you live in a world where all of a sudden everybody's in costumes, those costumes are going to get more and more of a statement.
Correct.
You know?
Correct. I mean, I love that Dr. Fate suit. That's great. That's so good.
Yeah. And I think the Black Adam suits looked really good. The Rock,
I think,
it was just natural. It really did feel like...
I also think the Hawkman suit is not an easy suit to get on.
No,
screen.
That could be very goofy, and I think it was
very
fine.
Goofy.
Like it took me a second to get used to it. You know, it's
the helmet was a
but,
little big.
Yeah, the helmet is something. It's a lot, but
yeah
it's like okay, it still worked in a practical,
yeah,
real
fine
world setting. Yeah.
So of course, Adam wins, sends Sabacc back to hell, and a very like I think this is
dude. Black Adam tears him in half.
That is pretty awesome.
It is awesome.
That's
like,
pretty cool.
Well, this movie went through, what did they say, 4 cuts?
Oh, did it really?
To get to a PG-13.
Oh, it shows.
Yeah, it had
yeah
a lot. Apparently, yeah, it was very rated
R. A lot of
R
black blood in this thing.
I would
yeah
be interested to know if they release this, if there's going to be a,
I might rated, guess,
a rated R
my
cut.
Guess is yes.
Yeah. And I'll be interested to see what that looks like.
Yeah.
Just throwing it all back in there. So he, in a...
Not interested enough to watch it again.
I put it on while I'm doing something else. Be like, oh, that was cool. All right, go back to
it. If you watch Halloween Ends 3 times.
Yeah, happily.
I think you'll
I
watch.
I might watch it again today.
The,
I don't know.
The Black Adam director's cut. you watched Suicide Squad multiple times,
I did
if
watch
I remember.
Suicide, but in my defense, I was like bagging and boarding comics. And be like,
yeah.
All right.
I remember when you said, yeah, I watched this again. I'm like,
no, okay.
Are you
I watched,
random or
no,
I
no, no, no. Wait a minute. I watched the director's cut. Because we only saw the theatrical. I did watch the director's
okay
cut. It's no better. It's just as bad.
But now he knows.
Now I had to double check.
Okay.
Well, triple check because you watched it twice.
Correct. Yeah,
he did it so we don't have to.
Yeah.
Because
you're welcome.
Mm-hmm.
But I will say there's a cool pose. I think this is a cover from 52, which was like a it was mm-hmm a weekly comic book series that is actually really
I
good.
Mean, was it Alex Ross?
No, I think it's J.G. Jones.
Did, okay, I thought it was Alex Ross did a Black Adam on the throne looking.
He
but could
have,
be th-
but I think the yeah I think the cover that I'm thinking of is a J.G.
Okay
Jones cover. If you haven't read it, 52 and Countdown are both fantastic maxi series, 52 issues a piece.
Okay,
but one of them deals a lot with Adam, Osiris, and Isis.
Okay,
like they're the main focus of one of
so
those.
So we
stories
don't even get a hint at it, but that's where they're going. If they do get more Black Adam movies, those characters are supposed to be
yeah
Isis and Osiris. So we'll see. And she's, I mean, she's kicking some ass in this.
She's I like
cool
her a lot.
As
she,
just being a human, you can tell she holds her
yeah
own against the inner gang guys.
Like I said, if you ever check out Life, it was an NBC show. Who's the guy who was in like Billions?
I didn't
and
watch it.
Oh, and then
yeah,
he, and then I think he was in. Oh, you know who he plays Steve McQueen in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Oh,
it's
okay
that guy
okay
gotcha is in that show, and it's really good.
So, at the end, where he was like, "I'm not Teth Adam, I'm Black Adam."
Ba ba ba.
Oh, he doesn't
I'm
say
like,
that.
But why?
Because your suit's black.
Like, but why are you? Well, why are you black?
It'd be
Adam
one thing if like Teth is like the Egyptian word for black.
Yeah,
but
I think because the kid, they hint at it, how he's like, you need a cooler superhero name, than just Adam or whatever. He's like, you dress in a lot of black. Like, they hint at it throughout the movie. And he's like, the kid, I thought it was kind of funny with the catchphrase thing. No, you have to say that before they're dead so they can hear it. And the kid keeps throwing him all these ideas of becoming a superhero.
Tell him the man in black sent you.
Yeah. I did like the man with no name kind of comparison there.
All right with that.
The man with no name is like, is pretty much an anti-hero. He's killing people and all that, but he's still the better of the bad guys, right? Like,
well, he's smarter though. He's turning the bad guys against each other.
Yeah,
I love that movie.
But he's not afraid to kill people. So I thought that was a good parallel there between those two. And I'm glad they didn't say it though, because I thought saying it would be kind of cheesy. They are like, I'm not black. I'm not Tet Adam. And then they cut to the title card.
Yeah.
They never showed the title card throughout the movie.
Yeah.
Just saying it is so cheesy. If there's,
that was gonna be the tipping point of.
But it was like this big reveal, like they were surprising me, and I'm like, there wasn't, and I'm like, I don't get even why he picked the name. Like, I was just like, I
took it as what you were saying is that the kid said the man in black
superhero movie. The man in black sent you. He's hinting at the thing the whole time. So I was like, okay, I'm Black Adam. I didn't think they were trying to try. It was just a way to put it on there without The Rock going, I'm Black Adam.
Like, well, probably cut because he said, I'm Teth Black.
No, cut. What are you doing?
They need to get descript.
I'm Jack Black. I'm Teth Comedy Jack.
I think someone misspelled the here.
I've been a DC. DC was my stuff from the very beginning.
Same.
You know, like that's where I started. And these movies, with the very exception,
growing up reading comic books like in the 80s and 90s, the take was always Marvel had better artists and DC had better writers.
Absolutely. Right.
And it's so weird to like in the movies to see it so the opposite. And I don't even want to say the opposite because the Marvel movies look great, but they have better source material.
The DC world does, and it's deeper.
Yeah,
you know,
they just can't get it right.
When Marvel's like, hey, we're gonna put out an hour 15-minute special on the Werewolf by Night, and it works like a charm.
Yeah,
it's like one hour. Yeah,
and it's like, and even DC's like, Nightwing movie.
Marvel just, they know exactly what they're doing, man. Yeah. They invented the formula and they keep evolving But they keep evolving it and changing it. We're going to put these specials here.
I'm so tired of hearing people say all the Marvel stuff is the same. I'm like,
no.
Eat it. It is not the same.
That's people that have never watched it.
It's like, you can't tell me that Iron Man is the same as Thor, is the same as She-Hulk, is the same as Black Panther. Like, no.
Is the same as Loki, is the same as Werewolf by Night.
Well, like, the things that are the same? The Avengers movies.
Yeah.
Those are kind of the same.
So are James Bond movies.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
Your event books are kind of the same.
Yeah.
But the things getting you there are very different.
Right.
And if they're going to...
And you're telling me Eternals is the same as... I mean, for better or for worse, they went with a completely different...
very different movie.
I mean, I love that movie. I know you guys don't.
It was fine.
It's a snooze to Tom, right?
It's a snooze to me. I'd watch it over this.
Yeah.
But it's so different. So Marvel is changing it up and has been taking chances on different types of stories. And so, I think that argument is from people that don't watch them.
The other thing that I find is funny is, you know, Disney's buying these studios, right? So they bought Fox, but then the Fox name just goes, boop, gone. Where
it's not totally gone. From Disney's projects, but
you don't see it like Disney/Fox.
Right.
It's just Disney.
Fox still produces their own things on their own.
Yeah. But it's one of those things where you forget how big Disney is, because when Warner Brothers merges with somebody, they have to put the name with it.
Yeah.
Like AOL Time Warner or Warner Brothers Discovery. Disney's like, no.
Yeah.
You just become part of us.
We're the brand.
Right.
And they also have all these sub brands, right? So you've got Lucasfilm is still Star Wars and Marvel is Marvel Studios.
Searchlight, The Simpsons and The Muppets.
Yeah. These studios are so big on their own, right? They don't need any other help. They buy these huge studios that are so self-sufficient.
WB's like, TLC. We'll buy that. Can we somehow integrate that into the DC universe?
Yeah. But that's their strategy. They would buy up all the reality show networks, because that's what this guy wants to do.
Nah, man, it's so crazy.
Yeah.
And I think that's a detriment to the DC movies, is like there's just no direction. There's nobody saying, look, we're going to scrap this and we're just going to start from A. And we're hopefully not screw this up again.
They need to pay Kevin Feige $500 million or whatever.
Go get Bruce Timm.
Yeah.
Well, you've got Bruce Timm and Alan Burnett. You've got two guys who
you can't tell me that Kevin Feige is the only man in the world capable of doing this.
Of course not. But at this point, it's like they can't get it right. It's like, man, just back up that money truck and see if he'll come over and help you out. Maybe Marvel will even let him.
I don't think he would.
Yeah,
making so. I mean, he doesn't need the money.
He's doing
Star Wars.
Now,
I think at this point, it's about his legacy.
He's
right?
so established now. Yeah. I don't think you could get him. I just mean like, what's the number, right? Like, is it $5 billion? Is
I there take some over number? The studio.
Yeah,
that's the number.
It's called
Feige Brothers.
Warner. Yeah,
it's called Feige Brothers. Yeah, right. Now.
You have a brother? No.
Get rid of
no.
the brothers Warner.
I'm gonna go buy one.
I'm gonna
and the sister Dot.
I'm gonna pay my mother to adopt someone, and it's gonna be Feige Brothers.
Feige Brothers.
Yes.
This is a mess, man.
Yeah.
I had some fun at it. The Cavill cameo was pretty good.
I enjoyed it for what it is. Like my expectations were below ground. Yeah. I didn't have any expectations. Went in with my big tub of popcorn, sat there, enjoyed the action. I thought Dr. Fate was cool. I thought they did some cool stuff. And I was like, cool. Rock kicked ass for an hour and a half or 2 hours, whatever it was. And
2:05, not that I'm counting.
Okay. Oh, buddy.
I was like, okay, cool. I mean, let's see where they go from here. But I don't know. I think the critical reception's a little harsh on it. Like, I don't think it's awful.
Like someone would say, like, critics say it's the worst movie of all time.
That's what I'm saying.
This is not the worst.
Did you see the spirit?
Yeah.
No.
This is not the worst movie. I mean, this is not a good movie, but this is not the worst movie.
I mean, call it average.
Yeah.
Call it boring or whatever.
Aggressively average.
But I think it's entertaining. And the people that are calling it like a, just a 0% or whatever. Like, come on.
No. I don't think that.
That's the thing. It's not a 1 or a 10. Like, you can rate.
You know, I got to tell you, though, if there's no Marvel movies, this is not bad. But Marvel has set that bar so high.
There have been so many, I will say, in DC's defense, there are so many DC movies that we would have loved if we didn't have the MCU.
Yep.
I wonder if that's part of subconsciously. I'm just like, why not? This is DC. I'm not even trying to put it against Marvel.
If Marvel gave you this,
we'd be like,
you would be apoplectic.
If Marvel gave me this, I would probably be like, what was the point
of
that?
That's it. Finally, the bubble has been burst.
Right.
Like, we're done. It's dead. There's no way they're coming back from this.
And not the DC people would love it.
Yeah, they'd be like, we'll just put a piece of duct tape on this bubble, and we'll hope for the best.
We keep wondering when that will happen, but then they give us She-Hulk.
Ant-Man and Guardians of the Galaxy were the two.
I remember. Ant-Man and Guardians of the Galaxy, which were both great.
There's no way they can make it past this. And now we're getting a She-Hulk TV show, Werewolf by Night.
And it's great. Yeah. Like, the She-Hulk TV show's great. Yeah.
Man-Thing was on Werewolf by Night. Well, I should probably figure out how to rephrase that. But, all right.
Yeah, that's the beauty of Man
That
thing.
Is the beauty
it's
of
just
Man
all
thing.
The dirty jokes you make accidentally.
Giant-sized Man Thing.
Giant-sized Man Thing. So, anyway, that's it for this one. Let's go around the table and everyone can say where to find them.
This is Joe. You can follow me on the Twitter at JoeyButts, BUTTS21.
This is Kevin. Follow me on Twitter at KevinRBracket.
And this is Tom. You can follow me on Twitter at Roger Kubert or on Facebook at Facebook.com/Tom O'Keefe. You can find the show online, Facebook.com/RealSpoilers. While you're there, like the page, join the group, and of course, don't forget our Patreon. So that's it for this one. Thanks for tuning in. And until next time, Carol recognizes how. Get ready for a spoiler. Won't say it twice because we already warned you. Better watch out. It's going to ruin the plot. Real spoilers. Real spoilers. Real spoilers.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.